Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another Monday Coffee. Last week, we talked about what does it mean to be pro-life to you? And I heard back from a couple people, and just hearing about the spectrum, the wide range, and some people finally getting some kind of permission to believe in pro-life as a way of living in this world, a philosophy throughout life, and that it covers the whole spectrum of life than just abortion. And so through those conversations and seeing comments from people and what we've been doing as a country the last week, I think one of the things I've seen is that maybe that conversation can wait a little bit longer. It's a little more heavy, a little more heady right now, and people aren't in that place. They are in a place of anxiety and uncertainty and fear, not just for the disease, but also maybe for jobs, careers, homes. So I think today I want to bring forth some hope on about Palm Sunday, which was yesterday. And Palm Sunday is one of my favorite days because it is kind of that prime moment where we see what Jesus is doing is way different than what the disciples or anybody thought it was going to be. They thought he was going to be riding into Jerusalem to lead a revolution against the Roman Empire, to take down the powers that be at the time. But instead, Jesus, instead of riding in on a horse, which was the common animal to use in revolutions or war, he rode in on a donkey, which was something more humble. It was different. It was sending a different message. And I can't help but always think about what the disciples were thinking during that time. They were probably confused, anxious, uncertain. They had committed their lives up until this point to this Jesus, thinking he was going to do one thing, and it's looking like he's doing something else entirely. Maybe you have that in your life right now. Maybe this virus is showing things to us. It is revealing the cracks in our systems. It's revealing the cracks in our beliefs, in our the ways in which we live and interact with each other. So maybe you are at the place where the disciples were, where you are just uncertain. You don't know what's happening. You don't know what God's doing. You don't know where God is. And yet, Jesus, knowing full well what was going to happen next, still went through it. That's what we mean by Jesus being obedient even to the death on a cross. And we see that in the garden where he's praying to God, asking him to take this away from him. That's one of the more human moments that I've seen in the scriptures of Jesus, kind of the fear and anxiety in the garden. So no matter where you are right now, whether you're anxious, scared, restless, annoyed, just ready for this all to be over, I think this Holy Week after Palm Sunday, have that Jesus next to you. Imagine that Jesus in the garden next to you, the Jesus that is understanding that this is heavy, this is hard, that he is right there alongside of you. He's experienced all the emotions that we experience all the time. God being in human form means that Jesus experienced the very things we experience. So that's my hope for this week, is that the Jesus in the garden, the night he was betrayed, is the Jesus with us this Holy Week. And also just be prepared for God to do the unexpected, to do things in different ways you never thought possible, because that's what God was doing when Jesus rode in on the donkey to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. God was ushering in a totally different revolution than what people were expecting. So be surprised by God this week, and also be given comfort by God this week as Jesus in the garden. Have a good week.